Singing the burial service or funeral for a young child. In this lecture, we're going to explain how to lead the singing of our burial service for an infant or a young child, which generally means under the age of 7 or so, the age of personal responsibility. See the article in the liturgy section of the MCI website for background and structure of the overall service. This part of the funeral service is found starting on page 127 in our current funeral book, which can be found on the MCI website. The funeral begins, as with an adult, in the home, which at one time meant the home of the departed, but usually now a funeral home, on the morning of the funeral. The service here is essentially the same as that for an adult. We begin with Blessed is our God, then Holy God, and the rest of the beginning prayers. The usual Triparia for the deceased, beginning with the souls of the just. Then a litany for the deceased, although this litany has different petitions and a different final prayer for a child. And then finally, dismissal and the singing of eternal memory, which is usually added. There isn't a gospel at the service. And generally, that's true with all the services for a child. Where a gospel reading occurs at the beginning or an end of a service for an adult, it's usually not done for a child's funeral. We continue with the service, funeral service in church. The funeral procession makes its way to the church. The body is taken into the narthex or into the nave of the church. And again, no gospel is reading there, but Holy God should be sung as usual during the procession. The service here is much shorter than that for an adult. It begins with an opening blessing and the chanting of Psalm 90. In the Slavonic books, this is followed by, optionally, by singing of the canon for a departed child, which would be sung the same way as a canon that we talked about earlier for the funeral services. And the refrain here is, O Lord, rest the soul of this child. Now, in our current funeral book, the canon is entirely missing. It may very well be added in the future when new funeral books promulgated. And then the priest exclaims, in the same way that he does after the Triparia of the Divine Liturgy, For you are holy, our God, and you dwell in the holy place, and we give glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Cantor and people respond, Amen, and then begin singing, Holy God, Holy and Mighty, just as at the Divine Liturgy, three times, glory now and ever, a half verse and one more repeat. This is followed by the readings, as usual, Perkimenon, Epistle, Alleluia, a Gospel, a Homily. And then the litany for the departed is not sung as it is at the adult's funeral. If there is a Divine Liturgy, it's celebrated at this point. And then after the Ambon prayer, or after the Gospel and Homily, if there is no Divine Liturgy, we sing the hymns of farewell for a departed child. Now, the special melody used here is from the Feast of the Dormition. For an adult's funeral, we used a special melody from Great and Holy Friday about the cross. And here, at the funeral for a child, we use a melody from the Feast of the Dormition of the Mother of God, which, of course, celebrates her bodily assumption without sin into heaven. And so here we are given hope that the children who are baptized but without personal sin are accepted into God's kingdom according to his promise. Here is how these hymns are sung. They begin on page 139. Who would not lament, O my child, your mournful departure from this life? As an infant, you have left your mother's embrace. Like a fledgling, you have now swiftly flown away. You have returned to the Creator of all. O child who would not weep at the sight of your countenance, once like a beautiful lily. And yes, that is a somewhat bad accent in the end, which I hope to see corrected. Who would not lament, O my child, and tearfully not regret the loss of the loveliness and the beauty of your life, for you have quickly vanished from sight, like a ship which leaves no trace, Come, my friends, relatives, and neighbors, and with me bid farewell to the one whom we are committing to the grave. Then the final hymns at Glory Now and Ever are sung to the tone 6 summa lawson melody, which is much more familiar. Note that we've changed key signature here from the key of F to the key of D, but if possible, we shouldn't change the tonic pitch. So if we end, to the grave, la ti do re mi, glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Pain came to Adam first in Eden, when deceived by the serpent, he tasted of the tree. Thereby did universal death, which destroys man, enter the world. But then the Master came, deposed the serpent, and granted repose to us. Let us therefore cry out to him, spare us, O Savior, and with your elect, grant rest to those whom you have chosen. Now and ever and forever, Amen. O Virgin Mother of God, you are consolation to those who mourn, and deliverance to the weak. Save our city and its people. You are peace to those at war. You are a haven in a storm. You are the only defender of the faithful. Now, during the singing of these hymns, which can be repeated or abbreviated as necessary, those present come forward to say their farewells to the child who has died. They venerate the cross held by the priest. And then after the dismissal, the priest intones, O blessed and ever-memorable child, name, may you be remembered forever. And we sing eternal memory as usual. Now the child's body is taken in procession to the cemetery. The graveside service of the funeral is identical to that for an adult, except that the hymn, O Gaping Earth, is not sung. And the litany petitions and prayer, if there is a panakita, are the same as those at this funeral service in the home at the beginning. Now, a note about the choice for melodies during the Divine Liturgy, if there is one. Obviously, any funeral is a difficult thing, and the funeral of a child doubly so. The differences in a child's funeral show our church's theology on the meaning of death and how it differs from that an adult. But it's still painful, of course, but the tearful pleas for forgiveness of sins aren't appropriate. And so it would be entirely appropriate if there is a Divine Liturgy, one could choose from among the ordinary melodies for the usual hymns of the Divine Liturgy, or you could use the funeral melody. So consult with your priest and decide which would be more appropriate in a particular case.